Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I think it's a shame, Carver High, that Cliff Drysdale refused to talk to me about how hot I think Raducanu is, even though she was eliminated today from further rounds of the Wimbledon Ladies Championship. I think she's kind of hot. And if you don't like me saying that, then the sandwich meat's in the kitchen. Just grab yourself some ham and make a sandwich. There's mayonnaise back there, too.
It's funny you say that because I was looking who's the girl that beat Serena yesterday? What was her name? The girl
Tan.
That beat Serena. Tan. Whatever her name is. So she was supposed to play doubles today, right, with some girl. Like, they got together at the beginning of the week. Like, they're not, like, friends. They were just like, hey, you want to play in the doubles tournament together?
Yeah. Tan asked her to play.
Right. Tan asked her to play. We're both going to lose early in the singles. Let's try to do something in doubles. So the other girl gets knocked out in the first round. Tan ends up upsetting Serena. So an hour before the doubles match today, she left her in the lurch. I'm out of here. I'm not playing the doubles match.
Did you hear what the girl said about her?
Oh, she wasn't said, happy.
She, no, but she was great. She goes, what's the matter? You played a three-hour, three-set match, and you're broke? You shouldn't be a pro then. She said, what's the matter? You tired?
Gave her the business. Oh, and
she
you
goes,
know
I don't
that
even
girl,
know her.
Tan.
He goes, she asked me to play. I don't even know her. And she goes, now I don't like her either. That was great.
And let me tell you, and you know, that girl, Tan, she'll go down in her next match, too. She'll go right after beating Serena, right down in the next match.
I don't care.
Listen,
that number five seed, that girl from Greece, I mean, she's ripped. I think she can take on Mafia.
I'll have to go back and see who that is exactly. Let's finish the baseball so we can move on here. The only game I have left last night is the White Sox and the Angels. Chicago won the game 11-4. I'm only playing you the Jose Abreu two-run double in the seventh because it was the last leg of me to hit a five-leg SGP on FanDuel last night for a big ticket. So here's Jose Abreu on NBC Sports Chicago.
Abreu. Hammers the ball right center field up the alleyway, all the way to the wall. Vaughn's coming home. Super Joe's going crazy for Robert to score, and he's in there standing. The Sox have pelted the Angels. It's 7-3.
That might have been Dad Schulman's cousin calling the game. I'm just kidding.
There he was. Hey, look who it is. We haven't heard from Tony in a while. The White Sox haven't been scoring many runs. Let's see what kind of condition he's in after a late night 11-4 win.
What was it like to put up 2 5 run innings? That's an awful lot of runs.
Yeah, well, you know.
Got a little action.
Down three.
A little action from Tony.
Everybody was collectively saying, we're just not doing this Johnny again. Nobody gives up early and he shuts him down. We had to do something. And the big fifth inning, the young man pitched great, made a couple mistakes, and capitalized on his baseball. And our guys were relentless. Shows what we can do.
He's waving back and forth.
It's like morphing. But I got to tell you, they are capable of, and you know it's going to happen. They're going to go on a tear, that team, and win like 10 of 12 or something. And they're going to be in this. At some point, they're going to bust out because they've had Anderson injured. They've had Lynn injured. They've had all kinds of issues. Fans turning on Tony, everything else. I still think they turn it around. I could be wrong, but I still feel like they'll turn it around.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Sirius XM 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Hi to everybody out there. Welcome aboard here today. Let's get into tonight's games. We will start with the Braves and the Phillies in Philadelphia. We mentioned earlier that Ranger Danger Suarez is going for the Phillies. Wright is up for the Braves, who are the road favorite tonight, minus 134. Total up to 9 in this game tonight.
Well, you know, the funny thing, Suarez hasn't been bad at all for the Phillies. But I did bet on Wright tonight. You know, and I got to be honest with you. You know, Suarez is 6-4, and they're playing at Citizens. I'm surprised at that price. It's not the worst bet in the world to take him at plus $1.20 if that holds true, right? Like, so I'm not saying that that's not a good bet or the run and a half. At that price, at minus $1.46, but I still did bet on Wright and the Braves. I think the Phillies are not the same without Bryce Harper in the lineup at all, and they've gone from being great to playing great to not mattering. And I think the Braves are very tough.
The Red Sox and the Blue Jays once again in Toronto tonight. Nick Pivetta and Alec Manoah. The pitching matchups, Blue Jays minus 174. This total also has gone up to 8.5.
Yeah, I'm taking another risk with the Red Sox. I went with them last night. They blew the game. When you're up that many runs and you blow that game, that's on you, not on me. I thought it was a good bet last night. I'm going to go Pivetta and the Red Sox again here, but two really good pitchers. I like the under.
Dylan the Gas Can Bundy and my pal Cal Quantrill in Cleveland tonight, minus 120 for the Guardians, total of 8.5.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm on Quantrill and the Guardians, and it's going to be really tricky, but I think I'm going to go over in that game.
I've got the rest for you when we come back, and then several other things to dive into here in the last hour.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
All right, let's keep banging out these baseball bats and make people money.
Yes, let's do that. The Marlins and the Cardinals once again in St. Louis tonight. Sandy Alcantara, the betting favorite for the National League Cy Young right now, is a road favorite, minus 126. Palante going for the Cardinals, total 7.5.
Palante's not bad, a 2 ERA, so I think it's going to be a great game. I'm going to go high risk and take Alcantara, and it's high risk to me because the game's at Busch. The Marlins and the Pirates and these teams that go into that den of iniquity, they always lose. That's just all there is to it. So I think it is risky to bet on Alcantara. I did it. I made it my number 4 pick on PharrellOnTheBench.com. I'm on that Cardinals plus a run and a half if I'm you and I'm betting. And I like the under 7.5 in that game between the two of them. I mean, Alcantara's been lights out. He doesn't give up runs.
The Reds and the Cubbies again at Wrigley tonight. The rookie Hunter Green, we talked about him earlier. We're looking for the under in the K's. Taking on the steel cage for the Cubbies. Minus 136, total of 8 in this game. Maybe we get ourselves a little Brandon Drury tater as well here for the lion's share.
Well, I hope we hit that, but I'm on the over. I think these two guys just give up loads of runs. I mean, they're both giving up 6-7 runs a game every time they pitch. So I don't see the strikeouts, and I do see runs. I see a lot of base runners. Wild game tonight. I'm going to take the Reds again because the Cubs lose every night.
The Dodgers have lost the last two nights out in Denver at Coors Field to the Rockies. They will try to avoid the sweep with Julio Urias against Herman Marquez. Dodgers minus 198. Total has now gone back up to 11.5 from 11 earlier today. I got a feeling that the Dodgers guy, or maybe I don't got a feeling, I'm just hoping that they're going to somehow get out of this and whack them tonight.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I've hit the under in the last two games, the 4-0 and then the 11 runs last night, under by a hook. I think tonight goes over to Rainbow, and I'm on the Dodgers, although they have looked ugly in Colorado. So I'm crossing my fingers that Urias and the Dodgers get it done tonight. I mean, they got to win one game in Coors, don't they? And if they do, I think they put a lot of runs on the board. I think they score 8, 9, 10 runs themselves.
And finally, the late night action out in Anaheim, the 9:40 p.m. Eastern first pitch. White Sox and the Angels again. Kopech and Ohtani on the mound. Minus 190 for Anaheim. 7.5 the total.
I'm going to go with these two pitchers, Kopech and Ohtani, the under. It's going to be hard. They're both, you know, in the twos. But Ohtani just puts on a show every night. And so I'm hoping again for miraculous double-figure strikeouts because his stuff is so filthy. And I'd love to see him jack a home run, too, while he's at it. You probably get that bet as well all over FanDuel. So I'm on the Angels tonight. Not only that, I made him my number one pick.
The old Ohtani over strikeout, Ohtani to hit a home run parlay tonight for the Angels against the White Sox. Let's go.
Sure.
I'll try to get a number for that.
How about two home runs?
Two? You want a double shot? A little double shot for Ohtani? He did hit one last night. Him and Trout went back-to-back.
How about two home runs and 10 strikeouts?
Wow. We will get
and
a price.
How about this? A four-pack Shakur there on the parlay, same game parlay. You get the 10 Ks, two home runs, and Pharrell learns the entire Japanese language by tomorrow's show.
Wow, that is the long shot out of the group, that's for sure. I'd rather take Ohtani with the two homers and the 10 Ks. There is your night in Major League Baseball. Let's cash a lot of tickets. All right, NBA news, fast and furious, free agency starts in a couple days. Lots of guys declining opt-ins, taking their opt-ins. Let's go to Harden, Scotty. This just happened moments ago. He will decline the $47.3 million option with Philadelphia and become a free agent. Now, the expectation, like you have talked about with Beal here today, is that Harden will still go back to the 76ers. He keeps the real possibility, this is a Woj tweet, of negotiating a new deal that would deliver the Sixers roster building flexibility in free agency, including the use of the full $10.5 million exception, says that this could go a long way of helping the Sixers cap going forward, Scotty.
You know, I got to tell you, from my standpoint, seriously, it makes no sense to me at all. Why in God's name would you turn down $47 million so that the Sixers can sign other players? That's not your problem. That's not your business. I'm not in the business of hometown discounts. And here, I'm going to give up my $47 million, so they can give me a decent deal, and then they can build a better roster and pay a bunch of new guys money to come in here and play with me. You know, what business acumen that he's showing here. I don't turn down $47 million to do anything. That's their problem. Their cap and their financial shenanigans with other players is not his business. You know, he's been there, what, 6 months? Why is he saving the franchise? They don't care about him and his broke-ass game. I'll tell you what, he ain't worth $47 million. And I don't think that's why he's declining it, that his skills have eroded so harshly and so, I mean, dramatically, his game has dropped off the face of the earth. If you're that bad now as a player, which he is, and someone still owes you $47 million, you must be stupid to not go get it. I would take that option every day. If he doesn't want to leave Philly, why wouldn't you just opt in? That's their problem, their finances. And let me tell you something. The Sixers owners don't have any financial problems. They're loaded. They're trying to buy soccer teams. They're trying to buy hockey teams. They're trying to buy Formula One teams. I mean, they're rich as hell. Why are you trying to help them out? They don't care about you. Bro, you're tripping.
As you'll see here, Harden was supposed to be the second highest paid player next season. Curry at the top with 48. There's Westbrook in there, LeBron as well. We'll see what the new deal Harden will get after opting out of this one. I have more, Scotty, breaking NBA news for you here late on a Wednesday. I know that you were getting excited, and a lot of Knicks fans were, that DeJounte Murray was running around with the New York sweatshirt on or whatever he was doing. Well, unfortunately, he's going to Atlanta as Danilo Gallinari and multiple first-round picks go back to the Spurs. Murray will go to Atlanta where he will team up with Trae Young down there. So not a good scene for
me. I'm gonna puke.
I actually thought...
Sick to my stomach. Did they give him Collins, too?
No Collins. Danilo Gallinari and multiple first-round picks. There you go. No Collins.
I mean, the Knicks can't get out of their own way. The guy was wearing a New York hoodie yesterday, and now he's going to Atlanta? Oh, my God. Oh, God. I'm going to get sick, and I usually only get diarrhea before my championship games. Now I'm going to barf. I may have to leave the show. I mean, I make
it. The Knicks, of course, started clearing the space, sending Nerlens Noel and Alec Burks to the Pistons last night. That cleared $19 million worth of salary for them to sign Jalen Brunson, presumably later on this week, Scotty. But no Murray goes to Atlanta. There
you
go. Breaking
that, that's awful. But I got to tell you, Burks and Noel, they both suck.
No, they were not big pieces. Not big pieces. But
see you later.
Brunson,
and by the way, Patty Mills declined his option.
Ah, another guy jumping out of Brooklyn. Maybe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
All right, how about this? You get that BetMGM app. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Bet $10 on any match at Wimbledon and win $200 if any player records an ace. So you bet on a match, and if any player in that match has an ace, you're going to win $200. Use the bonus code VOLLEY200. That's VOLLEY200. Just continuing to kill it with these great offers. BetMGM styling.
Gotta have it. Wimbledon, full swing. As I believe Isner did end up beating Andy Murray today, too, as a dog. So your boy, John Isner,
I told you,
carrying the flag.
I mean, yesterday, remember I said they're trying to sell us, trying to stuff Andy Murray down our throats. Guy hasn't been around
for
5 years, and they're trying to sell us that he's going to. I heard literally that he was going to go on a run all the way to the semis. I'm like, he was done. Boom,
see
two
ya.
Matches. See ya.
See ya.
And
Isner
sucks.
Can't talk about him for the next 2 weeks. Isner's off. Let me finish the NBA. Nuggets trade Monte Morris and Will Barton. Those guys had great playoffs. To the Wizards for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Ish Smith going back. So Caldwell-Pope on the move to Denver, Scotty. Bulls and Zach LaVine expected to move quickly to agree to a max deal. P.J. Tucker plans on signing with the 76ers when free agency opens on Thursday. That's one of the reasons why Harden has to create that space. You got to get guys like P.J. Tucker in the building down in Philadelphia for the Sixers.
I stand by what I said. I don't deny that the guy's tough. I don't deny that at all. But I proved it to you on the show with his numbers in the playoffs against Boston. He had two donuts, and I'm telling you, when he played in Milwaukee and got a ring, it was even worse. He averaged 2 points. Let me tell you something. I joked about his old man legs and his old man socks above his shins. Trust me, I know all about old man basketball. That dude shot. And what's amazing to me is that he continues to rake these gigantic contracts and make all this money when he doesn't have that much game anymore. I mean, they say he's the top defender in, you know, one of the top five in the league. I don't believe that either for 1 minute. Not for 1 minute. He used to be. There's no doubt. But I don't think he's gangster as everybody thinks he is anymore. To me, he's old man Jones.
Well, we'll see if he goes to Philly. Sounds like that will be the case. The Heat will consider a trade for Jay Crowder if and
he's
when
another
they
one.
Lose.
He's
PG
another
Tucker.
Bum. He done too.
he
done too.
A lot of threes.
Like, what did he do in Phoenix? He either knocks down the three or when he is off. I mean, to tell you, it's like there's no electricity or water. It's Little House on the Prairie when that guy gets cold. But he can hit threes.
Boy.
I'll give you that. But, like, you know, he reminds me of, like, the Morris twins. They're shot, too.
Right.
Like, we have to stop living on all these old guys that you think still have game in the NBA. Bro, it is a young man's game. Trust me, you. All the best teams have young players that are doing all the jumping. Not some old dude. Look at the Morris guys. What'd they do this year? Nothing. They were both injured the whole season. What did he do? Nothing. I mean, Crowder did nothing. You see the Suns? They don't want any part of him. And they don't even want Ayton. So nope. You're going to go after Jay Crowder? Buyer's remorse. That'll be coming soon.
The Timberwolves and Taurean Prince, 2 years, $16 million extension. The Clippers and Zubac agree to a 3-year, $33 million extension.
How does that guy not make
well.
More money? How does that guy not
I
make
agree.
$75 million? Dollars? He is a enormous big. He's young. He's violent. He finishes. He blocks shots. He rebounds. He is dirty. He's got that Lambeer body. I like Zubac's game on the Clippers. In fact, I think Ballmer just ripped him off.
Very possible. He does show up in big spots, that's for sure. College Basketball Hall of Fame class for 2022 includes Richard Hamilton, John Beilein, Lon Kruger, among others, Scotty, the College Basketball.
Jimmy Calhoun, I got to tell you, up here in store, they got a bunch of great kids up here at Carver High. You know we got great kids up here. Kids that love to get an education. Kids that love to play basketball. Kids that love the snow. Kids that love the Huskies. Kids that love women's basketball. These kids love basketball up here. This is what we're doing up here. Getting into the Hall of Fame, quite an honor.
Yes, as Richard Hamilton, one of those kids from UConn, now going into the college basketball. Rip Hamilton. There you go, basketball. I'm sure we might have more news by the time we leave today with the way everything is going right now in the NBA with the rumors and the opt-ins and the trades flying, that's for sure. But now, Scotty, big week in golf. Maybe not so much on the PGA Tour, but we have a bunch of tournaments this weekend as we start to gear up for a couple weeks from now for the Open Championship at St. Andrews. Let's hear from Dubsy as we've got the John Deere Classic in Southern Illinois this weekend. Here's Dubsy.
Brum, brum, go and start those tractors up. It is the John Deere Classic this week for the PGA Tour. Not the pinnacle on the schedule, but a great opportunity for some of these young guys to try and get the breakthrough win. For some of these journeymen to pick up a couple of FedEx Cup points. We're only a couple weeks out from the next major, the Open Championship. We've got three spots up for grabs this week. So plenty of motivation on the line and plenty of opportunity for us to cash a big ticket. I'm looking for the value this week. You look at the field, it is not a strong one. Lucas Glover is your defending champion. He's joined by headliners Jason Day, Adam Hadwin, Sahith Theegala, and Webb Simpson. Yes, I said headliners. What about this golf course? TPC Deer Run. Par 71, just under 7,300 yards. A lot more undulation this week, so you need shot making. Forgiving fairways, tree line fairways, bent grass. The winning mark's probably going to get to 21, 22 under par. So yes, it is going to be a birdie shootout. The key stats we're looking at, I'm not so big on distance. I'm big on iron play. Look at strokes gained on approach. You need a hot putter, especially when it is a low winning score. So look at strokes gained putter. And then again, factor in course history. We've seen past winners here show back up and they find their best stuff. Guys like Steve Stricker, Jordan Spieth have multiple wins. We've seen guys like Dylan Fratelli, Bryson DeChambeau, Michael Kim. It is a real mixed bag. So where do we look? We look for form. Who's been knocking on that door the last 4 or 5 weeks? I'm looking at some of these young guys who have the motivation to get through into the winner's circle. 5 of the last 10 winners here have been first-timers. Go the value, go the opportunity play. Somebody fill me up with diesel. It is the John Deere Classic for the PGA Tour.
Don't get me started on my days working at the John Deere facility in Kokomo, Indiana. Carver High, as my father sent me to summer prison cleaning cow dunk off of combines. Worst job I ever had, but I did get paid a lot of money.
Well, as Dubsy mentioned right there, not the strongest field, bit of a skeleton crew for the PGA Tour out at the John Deere, especially when the great Webb Simpson is your odds-on favorite, along with Adam Hadwin and Jason Day.
Dubsy said
four of the last five winners are first-timers. I am going with that angle this week as well, Scotty. Sahith Theegala, who blew it on the 18th hole on Sunday at the Travelers, was so close to his first PGA Tour win. I think he will be extra motivated this week. 22-1 you can get Theegala at right now. How about the Todd Father at 31-1? The Poseidon Adventure. We've been on him a lot, Scotty. Maybe he comes through in a short field here at 33-1. JT Poston finished third at the Travelers last week. He's 42-1. Let's go with him. Jason Hadley at 80-1. We have Deep Bomb for you as well. Christopher, get her up and got her up, baby. 95-1. Sam Riders on the Storm at 120-1. And here's the two real deep bombs. I mean, you want to go deep sea diving. Jonas Blinkst, the Swedish man, 320-1. And David
Blinkst, 182.
Blinkst 182 at 320-1, and David Skins at 320-1. The John Deere, we will try this week. I think Theegala will win. That'll be really my biggest play. We also have, Scotty, the LIV Golf Tour back in the mix in Portland at the Pumpkin Patch up there. And why is this week significant? We have a lot of guys making their first appearance with LIV Golf. Of course, one of them, Brooks Koepka. Told you at the U.S. Open, why are you asking me questions about LIV Golf? Well, he signed with them a couple of days later. He claims, Scotty, that he never talked to LIV Golf until after the U.S. Open. He is a liar. Here's Brooks Koepka.
Just my opinion, man. My opinion changed. That was it. You guys will never believe me, but we didn't have the conversation until everything was done at the U.S. Open and figured it out and just said I was going to go one way or another. Here I am.
Were the facts of the decision change, or what changed from, you know, when you said that PGA Tour, you were happy on the PGA Tour to now?
Like I said, opinions change. And I feel very comfortable with the decision I made. I'm happy, and I did what's best for me.
Listen, I know the guy likes to live life. I've seen him away from golf. Seems like a fun dude that really lives it up and has a blast. So I'm with him there. I really am. But when it comes to golf, he really is a D, isn't he?
He let me tell you, I watched the entire, last night at 1 a.m, the entire 30-minute press conference with Brooks up there along with Pat Perez and Patrick Reed. And you talk about somebody who wanted nothing to do with the media. I mean, Brooks, he was just giving the stiff arms left and right. And Pat Perez hates him more. He was just laying the bombs. Now, nobody cares about Pat Perez, but he was laying the bombs on the media yesterday, too. It was great.
I want to hear the roar.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. That's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
All right, so Carver High, I really want to, you know, see what he said about Rory giving him the business. Yeah. I think the guy is just a massive D when it comes to these pressers and the media and everything. Like, it's obviously never going to get better. He can't stand a golf press. So I don't even know why they try to interview him. I don't even know why they put him in front of microphones, because he's such a jerk. But off the golf course, he's the coolest dude ever. He just lives it up. And I kind of like the way the guy renegades. He shows up for the majors, screw all these little dinky John Deeres. And now he took the bag with LIV. Again, I don't have a problem with anyone taking the bag. You know, if the PGA doesn't like it, have a sandwich.
Well, here is Brooks, one more from him, responding to Rory calling him out last week for, quote unquote, changing his mind. Here is Brooks yesterday in Portland.
Look, I got respect for Rory as a player. He's good. He's phenomenal. I'll be honest with you, I didn't see it. I didn't hear about it till basically like a day ago. Look, he's entitled to his opinion. He can think whatever he wants. He's going to do what's best for him and his family. I'm going to do what's best for me and my family. And can't hate on anybody for that. And like I said, opinions change, man.
It is what it is. I actually I wanted to hear that, but after I heard it, it's true. It's like,
it's, well, you get nothing from him. You don't get anything. So
no, but these golfers slamming them from the PGA Tour, I think, are a little bit pathetic in their own right. Like, I mean, you know, you're telling me some guy stupid that took $200 million to play on some hatchet golf league? Like, I don't care who gives me the money. Was the money clean? Was the money washed? Was the money good? You got it in, oh, really? And you got it in American dineros? You got $200 million to go play golf on some hack golf league? Who in their right mind would turn that down? I know you wouldn't.
No. Here is Patrick Reed, also a former major winner who is now going to be playing with the LIV Golf Tour. He was asked.
He ain't got no friends either.
About the chain. He doesn't have any. He had no friends to begin with over at the PGA Tour. He resigned. He did admit. Brooks said he did not. Brooks said he's not resigning from the PGA. If they don't want him to play, it is what it is. Reed says, I'm done with them. And here he is being asked about if he'll be able to play in majors or other huge tournaments going forward.
When it comes out of the majors, they're obviously going to, you know, we don't really know where they all stand, obviously. And I mean, being a past champion at Augusta and having a green jacket, I mean, I would think I'd be able to play there for the rest of my life. I mean, at the end of the day, that's going to be up to them. But for what I saw in London and how well this event was run, and for what I've seen just in the 2 or 3 days I've been here, and then also seeing how miraculously the purses now all of a sudden went skyrocketing back up on the PGA Tour, it just shows that they obviously believe that this is not only a true threat, but a great tour as well, if they're going and copying what we're doing. So for me, you know, I believe when time comes that we'll have world ranking here, this is going to be a tour that's going to be around forever. And at the end of the day, you play well, you're in the big events.
Listen, here's the deal. The PGA's got egg on their face because they couldn't get the purses increased fast enough on the PGA Tour, yeah, knowing that every player was flocking like seagulls to the money. Okay, so then they quickly changed their purses on tour as they're all, including Jay Monahan and all of his star golfers, talking shack about all the players that are, you know, human rights violators and all the rest. This is about pure and simple capitalism, money. This is about, I went and took the bag. You don't like it? Screw you. Oh, now all of a sudden you guys have bigger purses? Who's the phonies here? The phonies, yep, are the PGA Tour. The other ones, at least they're admitting, look, I came here to take all the money. Chicks dig me. I want all the money. The more money you got, the more leg you get. Let's go.
Here's the last one I'll give you from Portland. And yes, they were all these guys that I'm showing you were asked about all the same stuff we played with Phil and DJ a couple weeks ago about human rights and all that stuff, and they all answered him the same exact way. Here's Bryson, did what was best for him as he starts LIV Golf tomorrow.
Yeah, obviously it was a difficult decision. Like Abe said, weighing the pros and the cons of both scenarios, if it was only a business decision, then yeah, it would have been really easily made. But as time went on, trying to decide how it works with everyone else and how this all comes together was a big decision and influence on my part. As it comes to me saying, you know, what I said about playing with the best player in the world, I think that over the course of time, that will continue to change. But there are some of the best players in the world here right now, and I'm still looking forward to playing against them this week.
You know, Mike, I think it's simple. They've got some nice big names now on this tour. If you don't like it, you lose. And here's the other thing. I honestly don't believe any of them, not one to a man, cares about human rights. I really don't. I honestly do not believe Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka go around worrying if the Saudis are lobbing heads off and going to, you know, they hate women and gays and everything else. There is no golfer that, do you realize where these kids grew up on country clubs with their rich mommy and daddies? They don't care about anything other than money, the human rights. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Brooks Koepka's out saving the world, reading the Bible to kids at Bible school. Give me a break. None of them could care less about it. Phil Mickelson. That guy gambles more than all of us. You think he's worried about human rights? I mean, honestly.
No.
I mean, just honestly, it takes someone finally just to say it. None of them care about human rights. All they care about is money.
Look.
Golf, money.
They were all
in one. Boom. Thank you. Yeah. Give me the money.
They were all told to say the same exact thing the last 3 weeks when they've all been doing
whatever.
This. You know, we're trying to grow the game with golf. You know, whenever anybody asked about the human rights and the Saudis, they give the same answer, and they're going to keep doing that until it stops, pretty much. I have odds for you for the LIV tournament in Portland. Now, this is only available, Scotty, unfortunately, in a couple of states, Arizona, Wyoming, Nevada, as famous Seamus was telling you the other day, Connecticut too, I believe. So not many, they're still approving it in a lot of states, but Dustin Johnson is the favorite. Brooks Koepka's up there. I like Bryson this week at 16-1. I think he's going to come out and put a show on.
Yeah, I don't understand, actually, the business behind not allowing betting on the LIV Tour in every state. Here we have a golf tour with big names on it, golfing in a golf tournament in Portland, and it's not available to bet on in most states. I mean, how backward-assed is that? I mean, it should be available everywhere. New York, New Jersey, Nevada, everywhere. You should be allowed to bet on this. It is a sporting event where they are playing for gigantic amounts of money. I should be able to bet on it. And I'm not betting on that guy with his bad hand. I'll take DJ and Brooks, long shot, Gooch, and answer.
Look, I'm with you. I don't understand it. Obviously, we've seen this already. All the different states have different, you know, laws and regulations and suits.
Stupid.
About trying to get – it's stupid. You're right. It's a golf tournament. They're playing in Portland, for God's sakes. Everybody should be able to bet it. That's just as simple as it is, as far as I am concerned. So there you go, LIV Golf. Also have the Irish Open this weekend too, Scotty. Shane Lowry, the favorite at 9-1, if you want to get involved in the Irish Open as the pros start to head over there. Irish Open this week, Scottish Open next week, and then your favorite the week after that, St. Andrews. The Open Championship.
That's real golf.
So let's do it. Real golf, baby. All right, NFL. I gave you this yesterday. I thought you'd like to see it in person. Here's Baker Mayfield at his youth camp in Oklahoma saying, "Stop asking me. I'm never playing for the Browns again." Here he is.
I mean, is it a little unfair that you still don't kind of know where you're going or what's going to be happening?
I think I got frustrated with it not happening before, like mini camp and all those things. But That's the stuff that's out of my control, and so, you know, let those things happen and fall into place. And so right now I'm just controlling what I can and enjoying this.
Would there be any chance of reconciliation there?
No, I think for that to happen there would have to be some reaching out, but we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides.
So there you go. Baker's drinking body armor liquids, and he blew off mini and OTAs because he doesn't have a job. Whereas every player in the league wants to blow off mini and OTAs.
I think what he was saying there is, I wish they did this before mini camps and OTAs, so that way I can get in there with a new team and learn their system. He's going to be severely behind the eight ball no matter where he goes now, because he's just going to get dropped in the middle of August to a team, and he's still going to be better than any of the hacks that he goes to, whether it's Carolina or Seattle. They should be able to put him right in. But I do understand what he's saying there.
It's amazing that they haven't done it, because it's almost like they're not going to do it. If they haven't done it up till now, what are they waiting for? The second coming? I don't think they're going to do it. And you know what? It seems like, and I've heard all about him going to Carolina now for 2 months. I'm bored. I am so bored with where is Baker Mayfield going. But I'll tell you this much. At some point, when the season starts and guys drop like flies and they realize how bad their hack backups are, that guy will get a job in 5 minutes.
A lot of wide receiver deals after Terry McLaurin got his yesterday. There is your full list of all the wide receiver deals this offseason. Adams, Hill, Brown, Diggs, Kupp, DJ Moore. I mean, DJ Moore even got money. Mike Williams, Chris Godwin. The list goes on and on. That doesn't even include the guy Kirk, who got all that money from Jacksonville after never having a big season. So a lot of wide receivers doing very well, Scotty. The only two who are still rumbling around complaining at this point are Samuel and Metcalf, right? Those are the last two that I guess have to get paid. And then there'll be no more wide receivers to pay money.
Metcalf's going to get paid. And mama, let your kids grow up to be wide receivers.
That's it, baby. Dalton Schultz and the Cowboys still far apart in extension. Fox and NBC execs seem pleased with a profitable first season from the USFL. How? They confirmed to return in 2023.
I don't believe that. I didn't watch one play of that entire stupid season.
You weren't alone, that's for sure. They hopefully will expand to playing. They just played in Birmingham this year. They're hoping next year they can play in 2 to 4 of the cities. So they're not going to play in all the cities next year? Is that what you're telling me? They're going to do this again?
I think it's awful. You say bankruptcy? I mean, like at some point, next year, it's already a failure. And next year, it'll be gone.
It is. Le'Veon Bell and Adrian Peterson are going to box at the Crypto in July. I can't wait to see the odds for Le'Veon Bell and Adrian Peterson. Former Panthers linebacker Luke Kuechly will join the team's radio booth. There is your football stories for today, Scotty.
I promise you, it could be more embarrassing than Le'Veon Bell and Adrian Peterson boxing at the Crypto in Los Angeles. Like, whose bad idea was that? I mean, how the mighty have fallen. Le'Veon Bell, his career is completely over, and now he's boxing NFL friends of his in our arena. Can anyone make this stuff up? Can you make sense of it? I can't. What a waste of time that is.
Tomorrow, I promise you, after 2 days of waiting, I will get you the top 10 NHL free agents and all of the odds for the college football conferences and the changes to the ACC schedule.
You promised me that for the whole week.
I did.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Yo, they're trying to take Q-tip away from us. They're trying to take Tie Stick off our show. Bro, you better watch yourself, fool. Hey, better watch them late night moves. Better watch yourself, son. You may not know what comes creeping up in the dark. Stay away from my boys over here. It's fast forward Pharrell on your facial. Time to do the Pharrell finish. Very exciting as I threaten executives. USA men's under 20 team qualifies for the 23 under 20 World Cup. Very exciting moment for everyone. FIFA has sold 1.8 million tickets to the Qatar World Cup. Carver High and I want to go there. Better uses $500 free bet last year on BetMGM to hit the Rams, Warriors, Avs trifecta parlay that paid 270 large.
Love that, dude.
R. Kelly gets 30 years in prison for racketeering and child sex trafficking. Florida woman finds wild animal crawling up her pants. It was a lizard, for Christ's sakes. That would scare the hell out of you. 21 teens die in a tavern mystery in South Africa. They're saying they may have been poisoned. Patrick Mahomes and his wife are having a second baby. It looks like this time it's a boy, Carver High. One dead in Myrtle Beach after an alligator attack. Did you think I was going to say shark? No, an alligator attacked someone. Supreme Court rules for the coach in the public school prayer case. The guy was praying at the 50-yard line and they fired him. Guess he's getting his job back after the Supreme Court gave him the juice. And Kevin marries model Kate Bach. The only reason I'm saying that, she's a SI swimsuit model. Smoke show. Way to go, K-Love. Three killed, 50 injured when an Amtrak train from L.A. to Chicago derails in Missouri. It hit a giant truck on the tracks and went flying off the rails. Norwegian cruise line ship hits an iceberg. Look out, Titanic, on the way to an Alaska glacier. Top agent is shopping Tiger Woods' mistress, Rachel Lukatel's tell-all book. I'm talking about Titanic tonight.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.